Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
Hi, Kev House from Art of Brilliance, sharing a few words of wisdom on this podcast for you. I love working at Art of Brilliance because we've got such a depth of knowledge in the team. And it's incredible that we have Dr. Andy with his PhD and other members of the team that have also got masters and other qualifications. And some are actually going for their PhDs, which is amazing. Now, although I've got a degree in psychology and I taught for a long time, I don't have anything within positive psychology. I've got something different. And since 2006, I've made some drastic lifestyle choices that I had to make. And I've been well for the last 17 years. And so I've been given my qualification. I'm an expert in experience. Yeah, I nicked that term from the wonderful Shirut Izadi and her book, The Kindness Method. Excellent, excellent book. Now, if you've seen our Insta, I'm the guy on the bike. Sorry about the lycra. Sharing words of wisdom sometimes. And I've alluded to the fact that sometimes people like us can come across like we know it all. I'm afraid I certainly don't. I'm sort of just fumbling in the dark, trying and failing and trying and succeeding sometimes and trying to remember the lessons in which I impart to good people like you that listen. So this morning is a case in point. I got on the bike and my inner voice was questioning why I should be doing this. Have you got the same voice, especially early in the morning or any time when I have to do exercise? So after a few false starts, I finally get on and I'm pedaling away slowly, not really feeling it, but enjoying the music. If you're into music, C-Matt's new album, excellent, excellent. Never heard of it before, but good to be curious, right? So I start the climb, I'm on Zwift, and the voice starts to kick off, but I keep going. Just keep tapping away. And about 30 minutes in, I realize I'm doing something that's working really well today. I feel really good. I feel strong and in control. So I'm talking to myself, but I'm talking to myself instead of having a go at myself that I'm not doing it well or I should be doing it better. I'm talking to myself kindly. And I'm focused. I'm focused on the things that matter. Now, on a bike, when you're under pressure, it's about your pedal stroke. It's about your technique. It's about keeping relaxed on the bars and calming my breathing so I don't go over the limit of what I can cope with, right? And so I'm focused on that. I'm not focused on my moaning voice. I'm focusing on the things that I can do, so the things I can control. I'm also complimenting myself. And I'm also challenging about what's possible because I've got the time, I've done it before, and I've got the time that's possible. I think, come on, right? You can do this. So there's a balance of saying how good you are, but also you need to give yourself a foot out the backside sometimes. So this inner coach is an active process and takes intention and energy. It doesn't just happen for me, and it doesn't happen every time. Yesterday, my inner voice was not very encouraging. And I know this works because it's happened before, but like lots of us, I forget to do what works. Are you the same as me, right? Most of us know what to do, but we find it difficult to do. So my top tip for you is from Bill Besick, the sports psychologist. And he says that character, really strong character, is doing the right things consistently despite pressure and fatigue. And he uses the traffic light system. He teaches this to lots of people that he works with. He says, what are your reds and avoid them? What are your red behaviours and avoid them? Then think about what your greens are and do them. And then have the self-awareness to know when you are slipping into the amber and then into the red. That's been a really good technique for me that I do use for lots of different things. And what I'm going to learn from this session is to have it in front of me when I'm on the bike to remember the things that work. So, note, we are all experts by experience, right? We've all got a huge wealth of experience, but can we be braver? can we try new things? Take the stuff that works, discard the stuff that doesn't, and repeat. Will you forget sometimes? Of course you will, but keep being brave and keep testing. You are the expert.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!